Hi, Chris. How are you doing today?
Good.
This is Glenn Naughton from JetNation.com. First question I wanted to throw at you. When you were a free agent evaluating where you thought you were going to sign, how much weight did you place on the history that Marty Morningweg had in Philadelphia and the way that he liked to use his backs, move them around a lot? He had guys like Westbrook and McCoy that frankly had a ton of success in his system. And then, of course, we all hear about how much the players rave about playing for Rex Ryan. So how much, the chance to play in Morningweg's system with Rex Ryan, how much did you take that into consideration?
All right, hello. Give me a second. I'm going to walk. I'm in the locker room, so I know that I barely hear you.
Sure thing.
Hello?
Sorry, did you want me to repeat that question, Chris?
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
Okay, great, thanks. So in when you were in free agency trying to decide which team you wanted to sign with, how much emphasis did you put on the joining a coaching staff that included Marty Morningweg, who did such a great job of using versatile backs in a facet of ways up in Philadelphia with Westbrook and McCoy, and also a staff with Rex Ryan as a head coach who we always hear players just love the thought of playing for?
A lot I put into it, especially the offense coordinator situation, and if they knew the right way to use their players, or basically the right way to put their players in position to make plays, and that was big. And knowing some of the guys that Marty have dealt with, as far as Westbrook, McCoy, and those guys, and just going on some of the plays they ran last year with the guys that they had here, so that played a big part in.
Chris, this is Brian Bassett from SNY. You touched the ball about 18 times this past week, and seems like you're enjoying working with this group. What's different about, other than the offensive coordinator, what's different about the guys on the field this year for you versus years past?
You know, all these, they're hungry. Everybody out there hungry. We got young guys, we got older guys, and we got leaders. And, you know, they're just hungry. Everybody is trying to make it to the playoffs. Everybody want to win. Anytime you play for a guy like Rex Ryan, the main goal is to win. And at the same time, you know how to have fun while you're at it. So anytime you got a coach like that, that's it's basically like you want to win for him. You put it all out on the line for him.
How about the offensive line specifically? What's the difference
there? Those guys actually remind me of the offensive line I had my first and second year at Tennessee. The year I went 2,000 yards, those guys really remind me a lot of those guys. Good tackles out on the edge, and then good interior within the two guards that we have, and then the center we have is very smart. Just like the center we have, he actually came from the Jets and came to Tennessee. He was a real smart Pro Bowl guy, and Nick Mangold remind me a lot of him.
And Chris, you have kind of a unique perspective joining the Jets, because being with Tennessee last year, you actually played these guys. So it's not all that long ago you were prepping to take this defense on from the other end in live action. So can you give us an idea, for as much as we hear about how strong that front seven is, what is it that makes them so great at what they do? Are they quicker than most guys you face? Is it size? Is it discipline and being in the right place? What makes them one of the top units in the league?
It's crazy, because it seemed like when I was in Tennessee, we played the Jets every year, and that was a game that I dreaded playing, and was like, dang, we gotta play these guys again. But it's situation, it's a mix of things. They're big, athletic, speed, and they're disciplined at the same time. And anytime you got those four traits as a defense, especially on the front seven, it's gonna be hard to be successful against those guys week in and week out.
Chris, you've played with a pretty wide range of quarterbacks throughout your career. Could you talk about what you've seen from Geno Smith since you came over here, and how he carries himself around the team as a leader and around the locker room?
He's very poised. Walking in the huddle with a lot of swagger, and just from I wasn't with him last year, but going to this year, he knows what he's doing as far as checking in and out of plays, what play to check into, all those type of things. He's the type of quarterback who's putting the ball on the money, know where to go with the ball and getting it out to those guys. So I feel like he's been doing a lot better than he has been doing last year. You know, throughout the first game, you know, it was a couple mistakes or a fumble here and an interception there. But besides that, he's been great.
And being the joining this backfield, Chris, we know that you're probably going to split carries more than you have in the past, and it'll probably be week to week. I'm sure we'll see weeks where you get 12 to 15 touches, and then we might see some weeks where you get 20 plus. Do you think that this is going to benefit you in the long term, maybe allow you to play at a higher level for an extended period of time, more so than if you were still getting the 300 carries a year you had in the past?
Yeah, I think it can help me, but this situation, like you say, it's going to be weeks where I have 25 carries. Weeks when I have 20. Might be a week I have 18, 15 carries. And I feel like it's a situation where the type of offensive line that we have, I can go in there and get 15 to 20 carries and still have a big day because those guys up front have been doing a tremendous job since I got here. So it's a situation where whatever the game plan is, I'm sure it's going to work out.
Chris, we hear a lot of focus on the Packers and their offense. You're preparing for the Packers' defense this weekend. When you've been in film study and working with your groups, what things are the coaches stressing or you're looking at when you look at the Packers this week?
The defense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Basically, those guys are very athletic and fast defense. I've been playing those guys since I've been in the league. Situation when you playing those guys, you gotta come ready, gotta be on your stuff. Got those guys on the edge, Julius Peppers and
Clay Matthews,
Clay Matthews, and then the other linebacker AJ Hall. You got those guys who love to blitz also. You just gotta be able to pick those blitzes up, and everything will be fine.
And Chris, how's the chemistry with you and the other backs? And we hear with John Idzik, since he's come to the Jets, the big mantra has been competition. And, we all know competition can be friendly as well as highly contentious. But you guys seem to get along really well. What's it like in practice working with those guys?
It's all good. Everybody else around look at it like, oh, it's a competition, battle. We don't look at it like that in that room. It's a situation where everybody knows what's going on. We know everybody's going to touch the ball. Everybody knows when everybody's going to touch the ball. So the situation, we just work together, and everybody in that room knows that everybody focuses the same. Me, Chris, Ivory, Bilal Powell, we all looking for the same thing, and that's win. So the situation like you go off last week's game where I got the most carries, and Chris Ivory got the second most, and then Bilal Powell got a couple carries, but ain't nobody complaining. Chris Ivory was the one who broke the long run, so in situations, you never know who's going to be the guy that break that run, but everybody just want to win, so that's how we look at it. We don't look at it as a competition.
I have to ask, what was said in the meeting room when you guys watched the film back on that long carry where we saw some grandstanding from a running back? What was said among the running backs?
Not really, just good run. As far as we could see, it was a very good run. Broke a couple tackles and got to the end zone. So
No one hit him on that?
Huh?
No one gave him any grief for that?
No, not really. We gave him all. We seen it on game day, so by the time we watched him, it was over with.
All right. Chris, could you talk about how Marty has been using you a little bit as a receiver, splitting you out in the slot? You did have five passes thrown your way week one. Do you anticipate that being kind of a regular part of the game plan being forward, contributing not just as a runner but also as a receiver?
It just depends on the game plan, who we're playing at. And, it's Marty's job to break down the opposing defense strengths and weaknesses. And it just all goes week to week and whatever the game plan is.
One more, guys?
And now, so Chris, with how the running backs, I mean, of course it's going to be a workmanlike approach week in and week out, but do you raise an eyebrow a little bit when you see that you're going up against a team that gave up 200 yards with you guys coming off a week where you ran for 200 yards? I think everybody knows that a big key to this week is going to be, you know, time of possession, try to keep the ball away from that high-powered offense.
Basically, our thing is, I wouldn't say our goal, but our mentality in the running back room is not about let's not get excited because this team gave up this many yards, or let's not put in extra work because this team is ranked amongst the top in the league at stopping the run. We pride ourselves on, no matter who we playing, we make sure we do what we're supposed to do and focus on us, ourselves, and we should turn out successful.
All right, thank you, everybody. Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Sorry, your conference is ending now. Please hang up.